My beloved family, Mother Claire began, through supernatural circumstances, the Lord Jesus put this message in front of me while cleaning and reorganizing. It was a total setup. The minute I saw the book, I felt in my spirit that I was to get a rhema from it. So please take this message to heart and comfort your Lord.
May the compassion and steadfastness of Jesus be with us as we listen to the message of his heart tonight, Heart Dwellers. I wanted to mention before I got into the message, for those of you who have a zillion distractions during prayer and worship, I have a couple of suggestions that work for me and really help. One is to keep a pencil and pad nearby and write down any to-do things when you think of them, and then go right back to prayer. A lot of times our mind is spinning, and when it begins to slow down, forgotten things register suddenly in our minds like popcorn. Another is to ask the Lord to help you enter into worship and at the same time refocus on worship until you can finally connect with him and he takes charge of your thoughts. Anyway, that's the kind of prayer time I had with him today. I was playing worship music and ever so gently redirecting my wandering mind back on his presence, singing those songs in my heart along with the music. And the last one by Terry McAllman was How Long, which is about the rapture. Finally, after about 45 minutes of this, we began to connect heart to heart, and thoughts began to form, his thoughts. At first I thought they were my thoughts, but then I realized it was Jesus revealing his heart to me. This is what I saw and felt. I saw a young mother with her two children, one in a stroller and the other walking with her, on a beautiful spring day in the park. Then I saw another mother going shopping with her children. She was holding a toddler and about to put him in the shopping basket while her other child held on to the handle of the basket. They were happy and going about their day. The little girl was excited to go in the store with her mother to see what kind of treats she'd get. Then I saw a young married couple walking into the store at the same time. They looked like they'd graduated from college and obviously were really in love with one another. As I pondered this scene, I realized how sweet and precious it was, how innocent it was as they were going about their everyday activities. Then all of a sudden it happened, an explosion about 4 miles away, a blinding flash of light, a surge of fire and wind, and they were gone, incinerated. One moment they were all so happy and fulfilled, going about their lives. The next, in the midst of horror, they were gone. As I pondered this, I began to understand life was so good for these people, so hopeful, so full of a future. Yet in a moment's time, it was over. It is so hard for me to believe that this could happen in a heartbeat, and even that all of America could be devastated. Young children in kindergarten, college students exchanging grades on their last exam, young girls mastering the balance beam, teams getting ready for the baseball season, all innocently going about their business, and all of a sudden their bodies were lying charred on the ground, and the world as they knew it ceased to exist. Horror of horrors. How could God allow this to happen? Sure, we know all the arguments about sin and punishment, but what about the innocent ones whose lives are just beginning? What about those who are still searching for meaning in their lives, still searching for God and haven't yet found him? I was once one of those in my 20s, not having a clue. about God, and all of this changes in a flash. It all seems so brutal and senseless. If I had died then, I surely would have gone to hell. Then I began to understand the struggle taking place in the heart of God. He loves each and every one of these. He formed them in their mother's womb. He endowed them with a spark of himself and gifts to share with mankind and bring them joy, children to raise. He saw the struggles and things they overcame in their lives, their good and bad decisions. He was there for those, encouraging them to do the right thing. He knows each and every one intimately, like we know our very own selves. And he loves them as his children. How then can he let this happen? As I was thinking these things, Jesus began to speak to me. Now you are reading my heart. Now you are seeing just what I am facing. I never want this to happen. Never. I know you are weary, my brides, but please look at this from my perspective. I never, ever want this to happen. To me, it is the horror of all horrors. And to compound it, some of those may never see me or be with me again in heaven. I said to the Lord, "So what do you do?" He answered, "Grit my teeth, let out a deep gasp, and allow it to happen. But oh, how I cringe, how I abhor what must come to pass. So do you understand? Another minute means hundreds of souls come into the kingdom before it's too late. But then it shall be too late. But oh, how I dread that hour. I want you to have my perspective, my brides. I abhor what I must soon allow to take place. So what's another minute to you? Hundreds of souls. And when it happens, at least many, many more shall be with me in heaven. So I say to you, don't be in such a hurry. I dread this event. Come, live in my heart. See what I must see. Feel what I must feel. And understand while you are looking at a celebration and freedom from this earth, I am looking at a holocaust. Do not jump to conclusions here. I did not say I'm changing the timing. Rather, I am asking you to join your heart to mine and see what I am enduring in these moments. Minute by minute, it is pure torture. Yet at some point, it must go forth. All mankind busy about their daily lives will suddenly be thrown into an abyss of excruciating pain and loss, confusion, and be in utter shock, stunned, speechless, unable to think. This is what I face minute by minute until my Father releases it, and then I must deal with the aftermath. Another horror story. Horror so great you cannot in your mortal minds understand all the repercussions. Oh, stay by my side, my brides. Comfort me as the angel comforted me in the garden before my arrest. Wrap your tender arms around me and comfort me, for never has there been a time of travail such as is coming upon the earth, and I dread it with all my being. Yet my mercy will take over situation after situation at the appropriate time for each poor soul involved. This is what I wanted to talk with you about today. I need your comfort, your prayers for mankind, those who've been made in my image, whether they be good or bad, it is not my heart to see them suffer this way. It is not my heart. Please, I'm asking you, stay by my side. Give every spare moment to me. Truly, I am walking the way of the cross again. And to those of you who have chosen to accompany me, I tell you, it means more to me than I can ever express. This is the darkest hour for humanity. This is what all flesh has dreaded. It will overtake the whole world and throw it into a chaos which has never been known and never again will be known until the end of time. Stay with me.
I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for your immediate response to my request for help. Thank you so very much. We are approaching the point where we can invest in wood for the poor and the community. We were very much behind, but thanks to you, we are catching up. God bless you and keep you, dear ones.